Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Congestion charges. That is what has been suggested by the tax strategy group to government. The group suggested that it be introduced as an alternative to a workplace car parking level. So, should we be looking to introduce these measures in cities and towns around the country? For more on this, I'm joined by Christian Walmar, author and transport expert, and by Keith Gavin, chair of the Irish Parking Association. Good morning to both of you, gentlemen. Thank you very much
for
taking the time to talk to us. Christian, does congestion charging work in any city that doesn't have a metro or an absolute blue-ribboned top-flight bus service?
Well, that's a bit of a loaded question. I mean, most major cities do have a metro system or good bus services, so most of the places where this has been tried do have a good system. Then look, Dublin doesn't have a bad transport system. I've used it myself several times. And so it's perfectly feasible that Dublin, and indeed some of your other cities, could have a congestion charge. Look, the whole thing is not about traffic or cars or transport. It's really about creating livable cities. And you only have to go to Paris, where there's been a complete transformation of the way that the city operates over the last 10 years. They haven't got a congestion charge, a lot of other measures, to see how cities can become much better places with measures like congestion charge and all sorts of other carrots and sticks.
Keith Gavin, chair of the Irish Car Parking Association. You can't create livable city centres until you get rid of those cars, or at least severely restrict their numbers.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I hear the arguments that Christian is making. I would first like to ask a question. What problem exactly are we trying to solve? Like, the idea, the notion of congestion charging...
Slowest transport times across the city centre for anywhere in Europe.
May I finish, please, Philip? The notion of congestion charging has been looked at, and it's not relevant in Dublin at the moment, given the parlous state of our public transport network. Christian has said he's used public transport in Dublin, and he finds it not bad. Now, first, I'd like to make a few points. The volume of private car traffic in Dublin has already decreased by 30% in the last 10 years. The policy and the plans are to reduce by a further 40%. Now, to bring in congestion charging in a city which is already struggling economically and start diverting private car users to out-of-town centres is a nonsense idea for Dublin, if you ask me.
Christian?
I don't think that's much of an argument, really. I mean, the point is that if you reduce the number of cars, you improve the bus services because the buses get through quicker. Of course, you then need extra buses, and that must be taken into account, and trams or whatever, which you know, there's already some in Dublin, and they can introduce more. And it's a long process. It's a process that takes several years, but you really need both carrots and sticks, and that's the key point.
But you're advocating to stick
public
first.
Transport. And no, you bring in at the same time things at the same time. You improve the transport system as best you can quickly. But yes, to some extent, you do bring in sticks because that transforms people's behaviour, and then the situation gets better. And that's been shown over the world, right, where countries are moving away from the idea that everybody can drive into the city centre and park. Now, I'm old enough to remember London, long before there was any of these measures. And, my parents used to drive me into central London and we'd park somewhere and go to the shops. And, of course, that's just not feasible anymore. You can't have that sort of freedom simply because there's too many people trying to do it. So you have to restrict the number of people coming into city centres. That's basic.
Christian, is there an equitable... Just hang on one second. Let me throw a question at him there on that, please, Keith. Is there an equitable way to do a congestion charge, though? Because as a flat rate tax, it's something that hits poor people just as hard, well, arguably harder than wealthy people.
Well, the point is that in the main, wealthier people own cars and less wealthy people don't. And of course, there's no tax that is 100% equitable, but this is quite an equitable tax. You can actually also charge higher congestion charges to SUVs or bigger cars or whatever, make it a bit more equitable. But, you know, essentially, the figures show that wealthier people own cars, less wealthy people don't. So if you're helping buses, if you're improving the transport system, you're helping less wealthy people.
Is the more equitable way to do it then, if the goal here is to reduce congestion and to reduce emissions, not to introduce a congestion charge, but to introduce pedestrian zones, get rid of the cars completely? Christian?
Well, partly what's happening in Paris, right, which is an absolutely remarkable transformation. I think any of your urban planners, any of your politicians who are looking at Dublin and how to improve it should go to Paris and look at what they've done. They've got a policy, and I must say for my fellow guest here, that one of the things they've done is to reduce the amount of parking in city centres massively, so that then there's less incentive to drive in. And I'm afraid that, you know, parking or car storage, which is greatly underpriced in many places, is something that you just have to aim to reduce if you're going to improve the livability of cities.
The writing's on the wall for you and your colleagues, Keith.
Well, can I just, and Christian has cited Paris, London, both cities which have good metros. Dublin city centre is in a particularly fragile place at the moment. Footfall is down over 20% since 2019. So to be advocating measures that's going to further reduce the number of people coming into the city centre is not the solution we need at this time for Dublin city centre.
Christian, let's
remove on-street parking spaces and make the streets
multi-storey car parks. Just hang on one second and let's just go back on that issue of footfall. Christian, what is the international experience there where you introduce congestion charge or pedestrian zones? Does it increase or decrease footfall for those city centre-based businesses?
It tends nearly universally to improve footfall.
Universally in cities which have proper public transport networks.
No, well, you know, your public transport will improve if you have fewer cars on the road getting in the way of the buses.
When we have a metro, Christian.
Well, you know,
I don't think buses are the solution.
Metro takes 10 years to
we
develop.
We should have been doing it 30 years ago.
That's no good talking about that now, is there? You're looking at where we are now. And where we
well,
are
there's
now
no good
is
talking
you've got,
about
you can
measures to
buses.
Further reduce access to the city centre until we do solve this problem.
Let's concentrate on
what the real issue is.
You're actually improving access, because by removing a lot of unnecessary cars driving into the city centre, you make it easier for the buses to get in, easier for people to cycle in, easier for people
and to
walk
those
in,
cars
and that's
to
the whole
town
point.
Centers.
Sorry, Keith.
Keith,
would you stop interrupting him, please? But to ask that question clearly, I didn't hear what you said. Keith.
Sorry, what was that?
Everybody's talking.
Reducing car access to the city centre. So where are those private car users going to go? They're going to go to out-of-town centres.
No, they're going to go to buses, they're going to go to cycling, they're going to go to other things in the city centre. The city centres are going to become a more pleasant place. I mean, I've walked around Dublin city centre and there's some nice bits and some pretty horrendous bits, particularly along the river and stuff, where because of the traffic. And if you reduce the traffic, you improve the look of town. Again, I just say go to Paris. I was astounded. I spent a week in Paris this year, and the change in the whole feel of the city is absolutely remarkable. And that's because they've done away with huge roundabouts, they've cut the amount of road space, they've cut the amount of parking. It's transformational. And that's what. So congestion charge has to be part of a wider urban improvement policy. And I'm afraid that, you know, one of the things you have to do is keep cars out of city centres because they don't belong there.
Keith, can you and your colleagues see that the direction of travel internationally is moving exactly where Christian is suggesting, and that Dublin and Cork, Galway are lagging very far behind in this respect, and that there isn't a space in that new world for large city centre parking businesses?
Philip, like we're not fools. We understand that for sustainable transport, is the direction of travel. But we're coming from a situation where we are years, decades behind these other city centres that you're holding up as the examples that we should follow. We're so far behind that we can't consider these options right now until we have an integrated public transport network where you can get around the city centre without the need for a private car.
We cannot do
that at the moment.
30 seconds, Christian Wolmar. Is that not a fair point? Dublin is a long, long way behind most other European capitals in this regard.
Well, so is Paris. And you can catch up very quickly with a whole raft of measures that improve the situation. And the thing that we all know is that trying to cram a lot of cars into the city centre is not going to work.
Okay. Christian Wolmar, author and transport expert, Keith Gavin, chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Thank you both very much.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.